from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Listener, here's the news, first the headlines. France ready to cooperate with Indonesia in nuclear energy development. Corruption Eradication Commission's supervisory board expects the same commitment from all parties. And here is the news in detail. French ambassador to Indonesia, Timor-Leste and ASEAN, Fabien Peignot, expressed his country's interest in cooperating with Indonesia in the development of nuclear energy. To the reporters on Wednesday, Ambassador Fabien Peignot assessed that France sees this cooperation opportunity as a part of the strategic relationship between the two countries, especially in the fields of energy and technology.
We know that here in Indonesia, Indonesia is working also on its energy transition, be it renewable or nuclear energy. We are looking at opportunities to work with the government if the government is ready to work on this with us.
In addition to nuclear, Ambassador Fabien also said that France also continues to expand cooperation in various sectors, including trade, investment, and security. The French government emphasized that this relationship is based on trust and long-term commitment to face global challenges together related to Indonesia-France diplomatic relations that have been established for 75 years. Ambassador Fabien Peignot hopes that this cooperation can be one of the strategic steps towards closer bilateral relations while strengthening the role of both countries in developing sustainable energy. Member of the Supervisory Board of the Corruption Eradication Commission, Albertina Ho, interpreted the celebration of World Anti-Corruption Day 2024 as a momentum to strengthen the commitment to eradicate corruption in the country. During a special interview with the Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday online, she explained that the efforts to eradicate corruption require synergy from all parties, not only from the government, law enforcement elements, but also the society. The World Anti-Corruption Day shows that corruption is not only the responsibility of the government, the law enforcers, but it is also the responsibility of all society elements. If we look at many corruption cases, it starts with the problem of bribery. If we talk about the bribery, these involve the people or the community. The role of the community is very large here, so everyone must share the same commitment to eradicate corruption in their country.
Sehingga semuanya harus punya komitmen yang sama untuk pemberantasan korupsi di Indonesia.
The World Anti-Corruption Day is celebrated every December the 9th. In Indonesia, Corruption Eradication Commission held the celebration with a number of educational activities at the Corruption Eradication Commission building in Jakarta from the 9th of December till the 10th. The commission presented a number of booths presenting information related to anti-corruption. In this event too, The commission involved all elements of law enforcement, ranging from the Attorney General's Office, the Police, the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, the Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center, the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, to the Supreme Audit Agency. Still related to the corruption, Albertina Hossat, efforts to improve Indonesia's Corruption Perception Index are not the only responsibility of the commission, but all stakeholders. In a special interview with the Voice of Indonesia, Albertina hoped that the commission leadership can embrace all stakeholders to share the same commitment in eradicating corruption so as to increase the CPI.
Tentu saja, kami dari Dewan Pengawas ini berharap pimpinan KPK itu bisa.
Of course, we wish to invite other stakeholders and intervene on how we together can have the same commitment to be able to improve the corruption perception index. Because we cannot only put this on eradication commission leader, but everyone must be involved. Mutual trust and mutual support and the commitment must be the same. If there is no common commitment, it is difficult indeed.
Saling support, saling mendukung ya, dan yang pasti itu kita harus komitmennya yang sama.
Betul.
Kalau tidak ada komitmen yang sama, sulit memang.
Furthermore, Albertina Ho also said the efforts to eradicate corruption in the country have an influence on increasing investment in the country. Indonesia's Corruption Perception Index at 34 makes Indonesia rank 115 out of 180 countries in 2023. Qatar affirms its commitment to strengthen bilateral cooperation with Indonesia in trade and investment. It aims to have a special level of partnership. This was stated by the Charge d'Affaires of Qatar Embassy to Indonesia, Talab Ali Almari, during Qatar National Day reception in Jakarta on Wednesday.
We know that here in Indonesia, Indonesia is working also on its energy transition, be it renewable or nuclear energy. We are looking at opportunities to work with the government if the government is ready to work on this with us. Yes.
Moreover, Talab Ali Almari said, currently many Indonesian companies are joining hands with Qatari investors in various fields. There are some joint venture companies between the two countries engaged in telecommunication, finance, energy, and property, including Indosat Ooredoo Hutchison, Qatar National Bank, Indonesia, Nebras Power, PT Python Energy, and Barua Real Estate Development. The government of Japan is again organizing Indonesian boarding school leaders' representative visit program to Japan in 2024 to strengthen bilateral relations and enrich cross-cultural understanding. The program is a concrete form of both countries' commitment to strengthen cooperation in various fields and a foundation of strong people-to-people contacts between the two countries. This was stated by the Deputy Ambassador of Japan to Indonesia, Katsudo Nakai.
Indonesia has formed a new government today, and the Japanese government intends to strengthen cooperation with Indonesia in various fields, including political, economic, social, and cultural. From my part, we are ready to encourage exchange programs between citizens of the two countries so that our relations can become closer.
FIFA officially ratified Saudi Arabia as the host of World Cup 2034 on Wednesday, in what was a fairly drama-free affair for an obvious reason. The sports global governing body confirmed the name of the lone uncontested bidder as the host. As reported by ArabNews.com, nevertheless, the country has proved itself worthy of the title after the journey of several years that culminated in achieving FIFA's highest ever rating for a bid submission and ultimately winning. For the kingdom, the journey from bidder to winner of the host of the most widely viewed and followed sporting event in the world came after an interesting turn of events. The journey began with Saudi Arabia reportedly holding talks in September 2022 with the sport chiefs in Egypt and Greece over an audacious joint bid to host the World Cup 2030. Coffee prices have increased by over 50% on average this year, enabling Vietnam's export revenue to potentially surpass $5 billion for the first time. as quoted by CNA.com, according to the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, export prices during the first 11 months of 2024 averaged $4,037 per ton, up 57% from the same period in 2023. Germany, Italy, and Spain are the three largest markets for Vietnamese coffee. Export grew in all the top 15 markets, with the most significant increases seen in Malaysia and the Philippines, both more than doubling. This year's export revenue is predicted to set a new record of $5.5 billion. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian Embassy in Sarajevo once again participated in the Diplomatic Winter Bazaar DWB 2024 at Mirza Delibasic Hall, Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina on Saturday. According to a press release from the Indonesian Embassy in Sarajevo, this event is a social event organized by diplomatic circles in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This year, DWB was attended by around 50 foreign representatives, as well as 18 private vendors and sponsors, and was attended by 15,000 visitors. Indonesia has participated in DWB since 2011, and 2024 is Indonesia's third participation since the re-implementation of DWB after the pandemic. Indonesia's participation in DWB 2024 is a gastro-diplomacy effort in order to support the Indonesia Spice Up the World program. During the event, the Indonesian Embassy in Sarajevo promoted Indonesian delights such as chicken satay, bakso and rendang, as well as Indonesian snacks such as risoles, pastel, bakwan, onde-onde, dadar gulung, banana bolen, and heavenly mud cake. In addition, there are numbers of Indonesian handicrafts such as batik, scarves, batik blouses, rattan bags, fans, pencil cases, keychain, and more. The Indonesian Embassy in Sarajevo said that the enthusiasm of the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the international community to taste Indonesian specialty was so high that the food and snacks provided had run out before the event closed. Some visitors also recognized Indonesian specialties. The Indonesian Embassy in Sarajevo hopes that the brief experience felt by visitors can further encourage interest and curiosity to visit Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of 12 December 1992, tsunami hit Flores Island. The December 1992 Flores earthquake was recorded as an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.8 off the coast of Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. The earthquake, which occurred at 1:29 Central Indonesian Time, caused a tsunami with a maximum height of 26 meters and destroyed houses on the Flores coast. The earthquake and tsunami killed more than 2,100 people, 500 people were missing, 447 people were injured, and 5,000 people were displaced. The worst affected areas were Sika Regency, Ngada Regency, Ende Regency, and East Flores Regency. We move on to the commemoration of World Health Insurance Day. World Health Insurance Day is celebrated every 12 December. The commemoration was initiated by the World Health Organization and approved by United Nations since December 2012. The commemoration of World Health Insurance Day aims to promote affordable and quality health services for all people in the world. World Health Insurance Day is a call for all countries to provide health services that are equitable and accessible to all their citizens. We end today in history with the commemoration of International Neutrality Day. International Neutrality Day is celebrated every 12 December to voice the importance of mutual relations between states. A neutral state means not taking sides in time of conflict or war. The observance of this day was endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in February 2017. The UN creates awareness of neutrality to strengthen security and peace in regions where it is needed. The functions included in neutrality include conflict prevention, negotiation, mediation, consultation, and development activities. Meanwhile, Turkmenistan is recognized by the UN as a permanent neutral state since 12 December 1995. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Some memories will have
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia Today focuses on Deputy Minister Arif Hafaz says international law is guidelines to face climate change. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arif Hafaz Ogroseno said the international law framework is an important guideline to face climate change challenges. On the official X account at Kemlu_RI on Friday, Hafaz mentioned some international law frameworks as a guideline instrument, namely Rio Declaration 1992, UN Clause 1982, and Paris Agreement 2015. Hafaz gave an Indonesian verbal statement for the advisory opinion on a nation's obligation on climate change in the International Court of Justice in The Hague on Thursday last week. He also mentioned that to overcome climate change challenges, a global cooperation is necessary, including through funding access mobilization and collaboration for climate change adaptation and mitigation. He explained that as an archipelago country, Indonesia is vulnerable to impacts of climate change. Climate change will have an impact to the environment, and creating a healthy environment is part of human rights. He further remarked that the creation of a healthy environment has also been included in Indonesia's domestic legal instruments. Deputy Minister Arif Hafaz also emphasized that the advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice regarding climate change is very important in guiding international climate governance. Deputy Minister Arif Hafaz in the Indonesian advisory opinion on climate change emphasized that the Indonesian government is committed to and will play a strategic role in the development of international legal norms, especially those related to climate change. Earlier in September 2021, Vanuatu announced their plan to request for an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice on climate change. The initiative was deemed necessary due to the vulnerability of Vanuatu and other small island developing nations to climate change, as well as the need for increased action to address the global climate crisis. Vanuatu then lobbied other countries to support the initiative and form a core group of UN member states to take the initiative forward in the General Assembly. Discussions within the core group led to the development of Resolution A/RES/77/2076, which was ultimately adopted by the General Assembly on 29 March 2023, where it was supported by 132 states. The request was then submitted to the court by the UN Secretary General in a letter dated 12 April 2023. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Pernahkah kau terluka tanpa makna dan seakan mengikuti garis yang tak jelas? Pernahkah kau ragukan adil Tuhan dan seakan merasa bahwa takdir yang salah? Hingga tiba saatnya ku berhenti bertanya, ruang dan waktu menjawabnya dengan hadirmu. Dalam sederhana kisahku yang bercerita tentang aku menyerupai senja yang telah kau hadir sebagai pagi.
Ini bukan hanya soal cinta, ini tentang bertemunya dua manusia dengan sejuta mimpinya, saling menguatkan. Layaknya senja yang mungkin mulai meredup, tapi pagi akan selalu hadir menopangnya.
Percayakah kau bahwa kita ada untuk menjadi cerita atas adil Tuhan? Telah tiba saatnya ku berhenti bertanya, ruang dan waktu menjawabnya dengan hadirmu. Dalam sederhana kisahku yang bercerita tentang aku menyerupai senja.
Di atas tanah ini, di hadapan luasnya semesta, alam akan menjadi saksi bahwa saya mencintaimu. Tapi saya sadar, ini bukan hanya soal cinta, lebih dari itu. Sejuta mimpi telah membawa kita ke sini, dan saya ingin memastikan bahwa kamu akan menjadi yang terakhir. So will you marry me?
Hingga kau hadir sebagai pagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Rice is the staple food of Indonesian people. No wonder there are many various kinds of menus made of rice in Indonesia. There is liwet rice cooked with spices. Yellow rice in Java and Bali is distinctive with its yellow color from turmeric. And in North Kalimantan, there is subut rice. Unlike other rice menu, subut rice is bright purple in color due to the use of sweet potato. Listener, subut rice is made from rice cooked with purple yam and corn. The sweetness of the purple sweet potato and corn blends with the savouries of the rice. Subut rice reflects the local wisdom of the people of Tanah Tidung Regency, North Kalimantan, who utilize ingredients such as purple sweet potato and sweet corn that are abundant there. The rice variant is often served at traditional events or celebrations. Listener, subut rice is usually served with stingray satay. Listener, subut rice is usually served with stingray satay. Before being processed into satay, the stingray meat is soaked first with lime juice to remove the fishy odor. After that, the fish is cleaned, seasoned, and grilled until cooked, and along with subut rice, sate pari is also served with a dripping sauce made from tomatoes, shallots, sugar, and salt. The savory sweet combination of ubud rice and sate pari is addictive. That's the Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Betawi gak berbudaya katanya. Aduh sialan, misi dulu anak betong asli, kerjaannya sembahyang mengaji, tapi jangan bikin dia sakit hati. Nih diberi sekali
listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program we present to you, Miscellany.
Proud news comes from the Children of the Nations, the Reactic Chemze Car team from Gajah Mada University has made another great achievement in the International Chem E-Car competition. Narantaka Reactix Team E-Car team for Gajah Mada University took first place in the Chem E-Car race and third place for the best poster in the competition conducted by the Institution of Engineers Malaysia IEM on the campus of Taylor's University Selangor, Malaysia last December 1st. The success was achieved after competing with 32 teams from various universities around the world. Bintang Ramadan, leader of Narantaka Reactix Chem E-Car team of Gajah Mada University, explained that the team started preparing for the competition in approximately 1 month, from October to November 2024. The preparation includes research, car design, data collections, and routine trials to get maximum results on the day of the competition. According to Bintang, this victory is the result of hard work, dedication, and enthusiasm from all team members. Bintang further explained that this competition not only tests the technical abilities of team members, but also hones teamwork and problem-solving skills. The Chem E-Car competition involves several important stages that must be carried out by the team, starting from the evaluation of the car concept and safety aspects, poster presentation, to the race competition. Interestingly, the race competition at the Institution of Engineers Malaysia event requires the car developed by each team to be able to complete two missions, namely pushing the ball to drop the bowling pin and pushing the ball into the goal. In addition to being required to successfully complete both missions, the accuracy of the car's distance to the finish line was also taken into account.
The car developed by the Reactix team was able to get a perfect point on the gold ball mission with a high level of distance accuracy.
For still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Now, today we are going to play you a song by Nafa Urbah. Nafa Urbah is more known as an actress, but she debuted as a singer. Her first album and single was titled Bagai Lilin Kecil or Like Small Candles, released in 1995. Nava Urbach took the slow rock path, just like the legendary Nike Ardila, right after her passing. Bagai Lilin Kecil is a slow rock song too, created by Dedi Dores. The song is about a lonely woman seeking true love. So, here is Nava Urbach with Bagai Lilin Kecil. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
These are the better days. If not today must be tomorrow. If not today must be, these are the better days. If not today must be tomorrow.
Oh, the way up, you will find
my listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.